Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News.
Yes.
This is the 5th of July edition. We're going to be talking about new release beauty products that have popped up in the last week and updates on things that we have talked about in the past.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, let's get into the news. We've got to start with some updates.
We do.
We're going to start with the MAC lipsticks. So these are the Love Me lipsticks?
Yes.
Love Me lipsticks. 23 shades. And these were the ones that they're going to be launching with a Mary J. Blige shade first.
Yes.
And then they're coming out with
23 shades. So it's a new formula for summer. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The Mary J. Blige one is already available in the US. It should be coming elsewhere, probably with the launch of these, I'd assume.
I think so. Yeah, that would make sense. So they're saying it has vivid color payoff and argan oil infused formula. It's a lightweight, supremely comfortable formula, creamy satin finish, and it's supposed to leave the lips feeling instantly and continuously moisturized throughout the day, nourishing and conditioning, and leaving you with softer, smoother, more supple lips with continued use.
So it looks like there's different categories, some with nude lids, some with red lids, some with purple lids. And yeah, you can see here, there's a nice variety of colors. We've got these swatches where there's pinks and there's browns and there's like orange and purple. There's a bunch of corals, a bunch of nudes. So those are the colors that are coming out. They look fun, and I really like MAC lipstick, so I'm really excited to see a new formula.
I really like an easy to wear lipstick too.
Yes, I agree. But these will be $19 each in the US.
Excellent.
Out August 1st.
$40 in Australia.
That's true.
From Revolution Beauty, we've got some updates on skincare products that are new to their line. So we've got the glycolic acid toner. It's a 2.5% glycolic. It comes in two strengths, a 2.5% and a 5%.
Yeah, we saw a sneak peek of the 5%, I think. Yeah.
Then we have the dark spot corrector. So this contains vitamin C and niacinamide, and there's also ferulic acid to help regenerate the skin. And then we have the, SpaghettiOl, I don't know how to pronounce this. It's a 1% Bakuchiol. There we go. It's a plant-based alternative to retinol. And it's a 1%, like I said. So it's supposed to reduce the appearance of fine lines and discourage uneven skin tone. It's all available now on revolutionbeauty.com.
All right, second last update, Too Faced. We did see a sneak peek of the Hangover 3-in-1 Replenishing Primer and Setting Spray coming in a watermelon scent. We've also seen that it'll be coming in a peach scent. So these haven't been announced when they're coming out yet, but I want one of each.
I'm feeling these. I'm feeling these hardcore.
Do you know what I really like about the watermelon one? That the bottom has like green.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
You're a watermelon.
It just makes sense, doesn't it? I like it. It's a small touch. Of course, the outside of a watermelon is green and the inside is pink.
Yeah. I like it.
I get it. I get it. And I like it. Yeah. I'll buy both of them. Too Faced, you got my money on this. I support it. I love it. Well done.
I agree.
From Zoeva, we've seen their Summer Glow collection. So this is out now. We've got the Soft Sun Voyager eyeshadow palette. So this is one of their mini 6-pan travel size eyeshadow palettes. There's the liquid light drops in 4 shades. You've got Candlelight, which is a metallic champagne gold, Astro, a metallic silver rose, Rose Golden, which is a metallic rose gold copper, and Brilliance, which is a metallic pink gold. And then we have the Soft Sun Glow Lights. Again, 4 shades. Twilight Hour is an orange peach shade, Radiant Glow is coral pink, Cinnamon Sky is a sparkling rose golden copper, and Sunlit is a dusty mauve rose.
And I would say that these are sort of highlighters or blushes. Depending on your skin tone and how you want to use them. These just scream hourglass to me. They look like hourglass blushes. I'm like, that's mood exposure.
Yeah.
That's the magenta one.
Yeah. The ambient lighting blushes for sure. Yeah. I see it too.
But I think this is probably a more affordable version, so I don't hate it.
Look, if you like a glowy blush, you know, not everyone can afford Hourglass, so...
Exactly right. There you go. Nor should you spend all your money on a blush.
Let's if you don't want to. Yeah. That's fair. All right, we're going to start with Beauty Blender, and this is called a Beauty Blender Glow. So this is a fluorescent green... Sponge. Beauty Blender, yep. Yes. Now, they said that this was only available until the 30th of June, but sure it'll be back. And you'd be forgiven if you thought that this glowed in the dark, but it doesn't.
It's just the colour of something that would glow in the dark.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the thing that I think this is going to be representing a lot is neon makeup. Mm. So I was quite surprised when Huda brought out the neon palettes. I'm like, this is out of left to center. Like,
yeah,
I didn't expect the makeup industry to go this way. I thought holographic, yes. You know, multichrome, yes. Yeah. Greens, blues, yes. And neon caught me off guard. But if you do look at the fashion industry, yeah, neon in clothes and accessories have been big for a long time. So I think this is just going to, the rest of this year, neon. I reckon we're going to see so much neon, it's going to make you bored.
Yeah. I'm
already bored. Yes, that's fair. All right, BH Cosmetics, we've seen the Cancer Mini Zodiac Palette.
Mm.
So it looks very grungy.
Yeah.
There's sort of like muted rose bronzy colours, some greys, brown. You know, it is what it is. So the palette's $14, but it's also releasing with a Zodiac brush set for $17. So this is a six-piece brush set. So they're available now.
Clarins have some new skincare products out. We've got three new face scrubs. Oh, I'm excited for this. So we've got the Fresh Scrub. It's a refreshing and cooling blue scrub that softens and brightens the skin.
Yes, please.
Yep, I agree. Contains leaf extracts, hyaluronic acid, and two types of cellulose beads. One that removes dead tissue and small ones to smooth out the surface of the skin. That sounds quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Pure Scrub. This is a mattifying, shine-controlling, pore-reducing scrub. Gently cleanses and refreshes the skin. It contains volcanic lava beads that help to remove the dead tissue. And that one actually also foams up. So it goes on as a cream, and when water comes in contact with it, it will foam.
Interesting.
Then we have the Comfort Scrub. It's a pleasant peeling formula with nourishing oils and beetroot sugar crystals. Sounds like dinner. It's an oil-in-gel formula, so it emulsifies in contact with water, turning into a rich cream.
Oh, I want one of each.
I know, they sound lovely. So these are available from the 28th of July on the Clarins website. They'll be £26 each.
All right, ColourPop. Now, no doubt, when this is up, there's going to be new stuff. Check out Instagram account. It always happens. Yeah. The 2 days between filming and it being up, they release like 13 new things. Releases.
Yeah.
So we're recapping on the things that were released since the last video was filmed. Yeah. So we've seen a couple of things. Firstly, we saw an extension to the blue palette. So the Blue Moon palette that's got like the sort of periwinkle blues, they've actually sort of padded out their other products with those colours. So they released the Sky High Mascara, which is a periwinkle blue mascara. They've got the Sky High liners, so the pencil liner and the gel liner. And they've arranged this in different sets as well that you can buy, you know, them all in a set. You can buy them paired with the palette. They've also released a new glitter gel called You're a Firework. And once again, that's got like the tones of the sort of cool tone blues that go with this. So just sort of padded out the blue range.
Then we have a massive yellow collection from ColourPop. Now, the new things are the Aha Honey palette. So it's a 9-pan yellow palette. That one's retailing for $12.
Yeah, and it's got a glitter in the middle, which is pretty.
It does. Look, I'm going to say this. I wasn't a huge fan of these, like, single color palettes from ColourPop. And then I tried the red one, and now I think I like them.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
So I kind of, like, got to catch them all.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiO.
Exactly. Then we have a new...
brush pack.
Yes.
Brush set. Catch Some Sun. $20. Yes. 6 eye brushes.
Excellent. And I think there is a new face milk from Fourth Ray. It's the turmeric face milk.
Correct. That is brand new. And they've that's $10, or they've paired it with a pack with a serum for $22. So they've... One thing that I thought was really interesting in the way they're marketing all this, so they're bringing out with a colour capsule palettes, and they're probably going to be doing it for quite some time because there are plenty of colours out there.
Yeah.
It looks like they've sort of almost exhausted all their options. So if you look at the photos of all the palettes together, you kind of go, where can we go next?
Yeah.
But they can definitely lean into more different tones of purple, different tones of green, a true orange palette. You know, they can definitely pad this out a bit more. But what I found interesting was because they have had these coloured liners and mascaras and, you know, different textures for eye and face products, they really use this to promote everything that's similar coloured in the range.
Yeah.
So it's very smart of them from a marketing perspective. Like, they've got a pigment duo, but these are the ones from the Kathleen Lights.
Yeah.
One's from Kathleen Lights and one's from their, when they added 12 extra. So they're just repackaging a lot of stuff and selling the products that have already been released. So the collections look massive, but they're not super huge.
Yeah, they're not all new things.
No.
I do like how they're bundling this stuff together.
Yes.
Because if you are a super fan of a particular colour, you probably do want a yellow palette, a yellow mascara, and a yellow eyeliner because the love is real.
Yeah.
And also, you know, ColourPop, affordable and fairly good quality for its price. So go ColourPop. Taking guesses on what shade we'll be talking about next week.
Yes. Yes, leave in the comments what colour you would like to see them do in a palette. I'd like to see like a blue-purple colour. I would like to...
Purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see more like swampy greens. I would like to see, what else? Deep, rich colours like navy, dark reds, dark forest greens. Like,
yeah.
Even though that's not really capsule, but... There's more to come, for sure.
Next up, from Dermalogica, we have the Redness Relief Essence. So this is for people with redness caused by sensitive skin.
I've got that.
Yes. Now, this is good for everyone, basically. So all skin types. And essentially, it's just meant to help reduce the appearance of redness, boost hydration, and help strengthen the skin's moisture barrier while calming and soothing the skin. This is retailing for $64 Australian. It's a 150ml bottle, and it is available now in Dermalogica salons and skin centres at dermalogica.com.au, and I would say anywhere else that sells the Dermalogicas.
Yes. All right, we've got some fun stuff from e.l.f. and gauging by what was sort of popular and liked a lot on our Instagram over the last week, people are very excited for this.
Don't blame
them. I don't blame them either. e.l.f. Cosmetics are launching a limited edition Jelly Pop collection. So this is pretty much a range of skincare and lip glosses that are luminous, they're watermelon infused, melts into the skin, it's for hydration, dewy skin, super fresh, like it sounds like quenching and delicious.
I want to drink it.
So do I. So there's flush blushes. Mm-hmm. These are like cream
blushes.
Blushes or gel blushes. There's a cleanser, the dew primer, juicy glosses, face and eye glosses, water gel moisturizer, and a brush.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm interested. So this is launching the 10th of July at e.l.f. Cosmetics and Ulta.
Give it all to me.
I know. Mm. It sounds nice and hydrating, and it sounds like it smells really good.
I know. I'm down. I'm keen. I love keen the look bean. Of it. The packaging and names. I'm just like,
yeah, I agree.
Speaking to my soul. From Essence, we have a Berry On Trend Edition collection. So if you're not aware, the Trend Edition collections are like limited edition collections.
Seasonal.
Yeah, that they release seasonally. So it consists of the Berry On Eyeshadow Palette. The prices we have are in euros, so that's €6.99. It is a 10-pan palette. Looks pretty wearable.
It looks like a dupe for the Urban Decay Cherry palette.
It does. Then we have the Berion liquid lipstick. It comes in two shades. They're €2.29. We've got the Berion highlighter, again, two shades. There's like a peachy shade and a pinky shade. These are €3.79. Then we have the Berion Eau de Toilette for €4.99. Then we have two brushes. There's an eyeshadow brush for €1.49. And the face brush for €2.99.
I'm digging this sort of fruit and berry inspired thing. I don't know why. Like the eyeshadow palette looks kind of bland.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some gems in here. Yeah. I think the highlighters are going to be
the winners. Yeah.
I agree. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right. Brand that we mentioned for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
The other week. We're going to mention them again.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Eye of Horus, which is an Australian brand. They do, I think, have some international stockists, but they are, like, I would say that they're probably the level of Jouer in Australia. So they're decent quality, but they do come with a fair price tag, and this is no different. But this is all in Australian dollars, which is different to US dollars, so keep that in mind. But they have released two new palettes. There's the winter and the summer solstice palettes. So they're inspired by winter and summer solstice, and they're supposed to be like everyday eyeshadow palettes.
Yeah.
So they're now available. They're pretty hefty, $79 Australian dollars each. Now, in putting that into perspective, that's probably a Too Faced chocolate bar palette price, or maybe an Urban Decay Naked palette price in Australia. So it's not cheap. And these are 8-pan eyeshadows, so they better be good quality. That's all I have to say. It looks like the summer solstice has a lot more berries and gold tones in it. And then it looks like the winter solstice is a lot more cool tones. There's more pinky shades. There's like a slate gray, but it's very, very nude.
Yeah.
I can't imagine many people running out after this episode and being like, I have to spend $79 Australian dollars on an 8-pan eyeshadow palette. But I think this is more targeted towards their audience.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've got a core audience of people that love their products and trust their formula. And I think this is for those people. All right. Fenty have released a bunch of new minis. Now, we haven't spoken about Fenty for the longest time.
I know.
They're not on my radar these days. Wonder why. They've just padded out their sort of travel packs. So they've got the Fly Baby Mini Eye Primer and Liner Set. This is $24. You've got a little eyeshadow primer and a little liquid liner. Then they've actually reduced their Pro Filter Retouch Setting Powder to a mini version, $18, but this is only available in a few shades. So those come in four shades. Then we've also got the Pro Filter Mini Instant Retouch Primer. This is $16, so it's their primer that they released a while ago, like their face primer, but it's a mini version. And then they have these bronzer duos. So this is a little bronze duo. It's got the bronzer stick and then a mini one of their pressed bronzer. This is $24 and it comes in two shades. So this is all available now. Everything's under $25. Might be a good way to test out things or take things traveling, which is what it's sort of intended for. But I do think a lot of people will be a little bit disappointed in the shade range because they've taken what is an extensive shade range of powders and bronzers and whatnot, and they're literally like two shades of bronzer.
Yeah.
Four shades of powder. So I don't know if this is, then maybe they'll expand on it, but I feel like they've just chosen the shades that sell. All right, Hourglass is adding a new brow product to their range. So they've already got pencils and they've got brow gels. So I think colored brow gels and also clear brow gel. And they're saying that this is the unrestricted brow, defined but never confined, launching the 19th of July. Now, there will be a video playing on the screen if you're watching this instead of podcasting this. We'll try to explain a little bit. There's people that are like brushing their brows with a spoolie, and then they do show what looks like a mini, like a micro pencil.
Yeah.
So I believe it's going to be a micro pencil. Hopefully we'll have updates on the screen. If not, we'll talk about it in the upcoming weeks. But to add to their range of existing brow products, looks like they've got a micro brow pencil coming.
Excellent. More brow things. This is from Iconic London. They're calling it the brow silk. So they say it's the must-have tool to achieve feathered, fluffy brows that last all day long. It is...
it's like a wax.
Yeah.
A wax pan with a toothbrush.
Yes. So all the best bits of waxes and gels in one silky balm. And it looks like they also sell the toothbrush applicator with it. I thought this was soap brows. I thought they had decided to take a white opaque soap and put it in a compact.
I think that's what this is inspired by.
Yeah.
But yeah. So they're inspired by...
soap brows.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't do it with a white product because soap brows will make you... like when it dries, it looks... looks like you got dandruff in your brows. But I think this is...
a clear wax.
Yeah, they're saying like waxes and gels in a silky balm. So yeah. There we go.
So that's £16 with the wax silk product by itself and £20 with the applicator. Brush. So it's actually it's not actually that bad. It's actually
not bad, yeah.
All right, Jouer have launched a new highlighter. So this is already launched when you're watching this. It hasn't launched quite yet for us. But it's the Molten Glow All Over Face and Body Highlighter. So it sounds like the main difference between this one and the normal highlighters is that this is double the size.
Right.
So it's the same formula. It's just large. So if you want to use it on your body, you're not wasting it. And it's $28 with the brush included. It's being sold at the Jouer website. So there you go. So if you want a large highlighter with it's actually a really pretty color.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's a really pretty sort of gold champagne color. It'd suit a lot of people, not everyone, but it would suit a lot of people. And the brush is like a kabuki soft brush, so yeah. There you go. Kylie Cosmetics have started to show their summer collection launching at the 10th of July. Now, we don't have all the great, beautiful photos. They did what they normally do and just put on Instagram stories and we have to take potato screenshots. So hopefully when you're watching this, we'll have a bit better
photos.
But probably not. But we do know everything that is in the collection. So this is, like I said, launching 10th of July. It's called Under the Sea. And it contains the Under the Sea palette, which has new metallic and glitter formulas.
It's pretty.
It is pretty. It's actually quite trendy. So you've got some nice sort of camel nude shades. Then you have little pops of purple, green, gold, bronze. I can see this being a nice sort of spring summer palette.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Oh my God. Can I keep you?
Yeah, that's a Casper reference. That's sweet.
Can I keep you?
Oh, that. Yeah. It hits the feels because it was like my childhood. Yeah. I totally get it. There's also three lipsticks. So there's the Endless Summer Shade, which is a metallic topper. There's Beach Bum, which is a matte. There's Paradise Please, which is also a matte. Then we have two lip blushes.
Mm.
It's a new formula. It's a natural tinted liquid lip with a matte finish. So it sounds like ColourPop blotted lips. Plushies from Lime Prime. So that kind of thing where it's a matte, but it's thinner and you get the color, but it's not as like cakey and bold. So that's what it sort of sounds like. And there's two shades. There's Bikini Bod and Boss Bay. Then there's four shimmer eye glazes. This is a brand new formula. We have Night Swim, Ocean Child, Deep Sea Dreams, Aqua Mama. These are like pot shimmery products.
Mm.
One's a pink, one's a sort of aqua. There's a gold and a bronze. They're very shimmery. And then there's the high gloss in You Are the Sun. So this is more like a nude with some like gold shimmer in it. Looks like a nice sort of, you know, basic nude. So that will all be releasing next week.
Excellent. From another Kylie.
This is fun.
This is... this is interesting.
It is interesting.
This is Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
This is our girl, our home girl. Not our girl. She's Aussie. But anyway,
she abandoned us a long time ago, but she is Aussie, yes.
And you can tell she abandoned us because all of this is sold in the UK.
Look, to be fair, okay, so this release of Kylie makeup has sparked a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
Now, I think the discussion sort of started because last year Kylie Jenner tried to trademark the word Kylie in the makeup sphere, and Kylie Minogue's team fought it because she's got the trademark for it. Now, people are wondering why she had the trademark for quite some time, never used it,
yeah,
and now is bringing out what sort of looks like rushed makeup. And we'll get to that in a second. What I suspect, and I don't know if this is the case, this is not fact, this is my suspicion. I feel like when she won the right to keep the trademark, she was probably told, use it or lose it.
Yeah.
And I feel like she had a deadline to release makeup. Otherwise, because the whole point about trademarking things, you're protecting your right to protect your sort of like product you've created. If you don't have a product and you're just shelving it to prevent someone else from using that term, it's not really that fair if you don't actually have a product or any intention to create a product in the next, you know, foreseeable future.
That means Kat and I could go out and buy trademarks for everything.
Yeah.
That's not currently...
Move over Jeffree Star. Yeah. I'm going to trademark...
Your name Jeffrey, in Australia.
Jeffree Star in the automotive field.
Yeah,
and exactly. I'm going to make Jeffree Star cars and you can't tell me not to do. Yeah, so I feel
it
like...
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like, so I reckon she was given a deadline of probably a year that if you're not going to make this, you have to hand it over to Kylie.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what she's done. But this is not like a serious brand. This is merchandise.
Yeah.
So if you go to her website, it's under the merchandise sort of banner and there's like t-shirts and stuff and then there's makeup. So yeah. I don't feel like, I feel like this is just ticking a box that she needed to tick.
I think so.
I don't think this is trying to compete with Kylie. A lot of people are thinking that it's trying to like give the middle finger to Kylie Jenner. I don't think this is at all because this is not going to compete at all. It's like not the best looking makeup.
No.
And some of the products aren't that bad. There's like a lip gloss, there's a lip oil, there's some eyeshadows, there's like a liquid highlighter product, there's a cheek stick, but everything looks so bulk manufactured. It looks like she's gone to a cheap factory, got the cheapest packaging ever, and stuck a really crap sticker on it.
Oh yeah.
So I don't think this is a well thought out. It's not like I've been making this brand for the past 2 years. This is, I just needed to get some fast shit out to keep my trademark. There you go. And she hasn't even advertised it. She mentioned it once on her Instagram. And it was just sort of mentioned in passing because she had the eyeshadow on in a photo. Like, this is not a serious makeup brand. This is just, I want my trademark. You can't have it.
Mm. I agree with you. I think that's exactly what it is. And if she wants to keep the trademark, then that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Something else I discovered when I'm trying to read the word Kylie straight down like this.
Yeah.
My brain is like, that's not English.
Weird. Yeah.
It almost
weird.
Looks like a foreign language to me.
It does look very strange. You're right.
Yeah.
But should we run through the products really quickly?
Sure. Let's do it. We have a lip oil in Wow. So this is 15 pounds. It's a teal lip oil.
Yeah, but it goes on clear. Yeah.
Then we have a lip gloss in Raining Glitter. This is 12 pounds. It's a sparkling, transparent, non-sticky gloss with sparkle. Lip to Cheek in Wild Rose. So this is a dewy, luminous finish crayon. I don't know, what would you call it? A chubby stick.
Yeah.
Then we have the Eye to Cheek Glitter in Stay Golden, 15 pounds. It's a liquid eyeshadow. And we have the Magnetic Electric Eyeshadows, 14 pounds, comes in 3 shades, purple, pink, and teal.
Yeah, so it's available now on Kylie.com.
Yeah.
I do think this is funny, though, like when, because I think it's smart her wanting to keep her trademark, but I also think this is the tipping point where, I almost feel like she, because I was thinking about this the other day, and if someone told my family, tell me a celebrity, the celebrity you think of when you hear Kylie.
Yeah.
My whole family, I'm almost guaranteed, will say Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I only know of Kylie Jenner because we report on makeup news.
Yeah. I don't care about that.
Kylie Jenner was not on my radar until the lip trend came out with the Kylie Jenner challenge and everyone wanting big lips and then everyone creating like nude like lipsticks to emulate what she was wearing. So that's when she got on my radar and then, you know, more on my radar when we were reporting on her brand. If it wasn't for that, she's very popular in her niche, but over the rest of the world, Kylie Minogue's way more popular.
Yeah.
So I think it's very smart that Kylie's trying to keep this, but if she wants to compete with the big boys, she can't create some generic shit with a like silver label just stuck on. Like that's even worse than indie makeup.
Oh yeah.
It's not cool. So yeah. I think she should invest more time and money into it.
If she wants that brand to ever be anything
other than merchandise.
Yeah, you're going to have to put a lot more work into it.
I agree.
We've got some more skincare. This is from La Roche-Posay.
I do love La Roche-Posay.
Yes. This is the Rederm-ic Pure Vitamin C10. So it's designed for sensitive skin. It's a vitamin C serum that contains 10% L-absorbic acid and salicylic acid.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And it does have their La Roche-Posay thermal spring water, which they put in pretty much everything. And that's what made them sort of famous is they had water from this mineral spring that was healing a lot of skin conditions. And that's why they put it in the spray and in the water. So it's got that in it as well. I think this is cool. Like, you know, vitamin C is a big thing. I think 10% vitamin C is a good amount.
Yeah.
It will get you results without it irritating your skin. I'm interested. All right, Linda Hallberg, they have released a new, not new product, but new shades of an existing product. So these are the Fantastic. They're lipsticks and also cheek products. So they're really nice. We've got the first five.
Yeah, they sent us the first lot. These are beautiful. Give me that nude. Like,
they're really beautiful colors. Yeah, my gold. Super. One thing that I had personally had a criticism with the first lot, like the formula is phenomenal. It's like a really sort of smooth, beautiful, sort of like a lip balm, shiny lip balm with pigmentation.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. And the nudes are like your lips, but 100 times better.
So good.
They're so good. My issue was that they were very, very cool toned.
Yeah.
And even though I do like a cool toned nude, I prefer warmer toned colors when I go for brighter lips. So they brought out some new sort of summery shades, and some of these are dead set beautiful. So the shades are Eye Dye, which is an eye-catching bright coral, and it is a beautiful coral.
Oh, it's so pretty.
It's so nice. We've got Pop, which is a cool shade of fuchsia. So this is a bright sort of fuchsia shade. We've got Cultured, which is a rusty orange. I love that. I want that. I reckon it's gorgeous. Pretty. And then probably my favorite is Famous.
I know.
It's a creamy nougat nude color. So
you should have called them all I Die, because I die for these.
RIP, I'm dead over these.
Dead.
And then they've added in one called Extra, which is a transparent shade with a subtle glitter. They said that people were requesting a clear one. And they do advertise this by applying it to men. So, you know, it is, you know, of course men can wear orange if they want,
absolutely.
But that is a probably more universally accepted sort of color. These, you can use them on your lips, you can use them on your cheeks. The corals and the oranges, beautiful on the cheeks. I'm totally keen. They're cruelty free. They contain SPF 15. They're vegan, multi-use, but not intended for the eyes. So there we go. They're out now. That coral's gorgeous as well.
I want to eat them. I like them so much. I want them in my soul.
That's fair. But these are beautiful. Like, if you're going to order from her website, chuck one of these into your cart.
I would recommend that as well.
Especially one of the nude ones because you will not be disappointed.
Lisa Eldridge, her summer lipstick collection is coming out very, very soon. If not
now.
Now. So in this particular image, she's wearing Rainbow Spill, which she showed in a video that she created and popped up on YouTube.
Yeah. So she was doing a look using a bright watermelon lip, and it was like a sneak peek to one of the colors that are coming out. Is her red lipsticks, are they permanent or are they limited edition?
Well, I think they're permanent because she said the red velvets are coming back towards the end of July. I think it was just a matter of
getting them in
she
stock.
Actually had like a certain amount of stock. Mm-hmm. They sold out. She had to remanufacture. So she didn't do one of those things where she's like, release 10,000 of 30,000.
Yeah, because I was wondering, because I've heard a few people talk about them. They've been on my radar.
Mm.
But, you know, haven't seen them, but if there's more shades, I'm sort of excited to maybe buy a couple because We've seen some more photos of these sort of summery shades, and some of them are really beautiful.
Really bright and vibrant, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a huge pink fan, but when I do wear pink, I like it to be like a bright pink or a really punchy pink. And that's exactly how I would describe these. We look like we've got a fuchsia, maybe like a nude coral pink. We've got more of a vibrant, like electric coral.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah, and then more of a blush like color. Yeah.
Sort of like a baby / Barbie pink.
Yeah, it's but like muted. Yeah. So like a, it's like a rosy sort of pink. Yeah. So it sounds like she started with reds. Now she's going into more pinks for summer. I think this is a nice addition to the range. It makes everyone's skin look gorgeous in this photo. I want the fuchsia and the watermelon.
So beautiful. I don't accept it.
Yeah, so it's coming out very, very soon. I heard that it's going to be launching this week.
Yeah.
So if we don't have more details on the screen when you're watching this, do check out our Instagram where we will have a post about it.
Yes. From L'Oreal,
mm-hmm.
we have a new collection that's upcoming from Karl Lagerfeld.
Yeah, it's coming in September.
Yes. So this is going to be a collaborative collection that mixes classic rock with a touch of Parisian chic, they said. Now, a few people seemed confused because Karl Lagerfeld did die this year.
Yeah.
This collection was created
before he died.
Before he died. So he's not back from the dead.
No.
This is not the zombie makeup collection.
No, especially with big brands, these types of products are in, like these collections or new products are in the works for 2 years.
Yes.
Minimum. So this would be something that they were working on for quite a few years. And I did hear it's one of his last collaborations since he has passed away.
I think this is nice.
Hopefully it's good. Hopefully they don't stick stickers on the outside of things. Hopefully they've actually done it pretty well.
Yeah, I hope there is a lot of respect with this collection since it will be the last. But we'll see. Anyway, it's launching worldwide in September, so we'll update you when we have seen the whole collection.
All right, Melt Cosmetics have added 2 new highlighters to their digital dust highlighter range. So one of them is called Morning Star. It's an opulent vanilla hue with gold and pink pearl that creates a lustrous peachy golden shift. These used to be quite unique in the makeup industry, and in the last year or two, peachy highlighters with this sort of peach shift are pretty common, but they're very, very pretty. They also have one called Genesis, which is a peach base with a golden pearl. This looks very much like if NARS Orgasm was on crack and was crazy pigmented. But they're saying that this is a highlighter that also doubles as a blush. So if you've got fairer skin, you can use it as a blush. If you've got deeper skin, you can use it just as a highlighter. These are available now. They're not cheap. $39 for one.
Whew,
I know. Or 60 for 2, like the duo pack.
Okay.
They're not cheap highlighters.
No.
Like, that's one thing I think Melt have a bit of an issue with. Like, I understand that their products are generally pretty good quality and the packaging is well done, but their markup is, it almost makes it unbearable, I would say. Like, you can get, like, I would look at this sort of Genesis one and go sleek rose gold blush.
Yeah.
You can pick up for like $10.
Mm.
And it would have the same effect. Like, I just feel like they're a little bit overpriced. You could
chuck in an extra $10 and have a really nice name like Tom Ford attached to it and feel really bougie.
Yeah, or get a massive, what do you call it, Marc Jacobs highlighter for that price. I just feel like it's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And by a little bit, I mean a lot of
a
bit.
A lot of bit.
Yeah.
Like too much.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the thing I like most about this is there's a kitten.
Yes, the I baby. Do love kittens. All right, Milani have released a new palette. This is the Gilded Ember Hyper Pigmented Face and Eyeshadow Palette. So
sounds busy.
It does. It actually looks quite nice. So it's a 9-pan palette, but then they've also thrown to the side what looks like 2 highlighters. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's inspired by the Pantone Color of the Year, which is Living Coral. And there are some sort of corally shades, but there are some nice berries. There are some golds. There are some burnt sort of red colors. And I think this is actually a really nice little capsule palette. This is sort of, it gives me vibes of like a mini modern renaissance, but a little bit toned down with some, look, I don't hate it. I would take this traveling with me.
Fair.
I would. I would actually do it. I'll put my money where my mouth is. Buy it. No, it's hard to get Milani in Australia. But this is $19.99 exclusively for Amazon Prime members on Amazon.com. Oh. Yeah.
No,
mate.
No.
No, you're not inclusive.
No. From NARS, we have some new high pigment eyeliners. So it looks like there's 16 shades that are going to be released. These are coming out in Japan on August 23rd. But that's all the information we have at the moment. These look nice. There's a red one.
Yeah.
I really
like the cutaway images that they've done.
I love that. I need a white, silver, and red eyeliner pencil that's cut like this for reasons.
Yeah, I think the imagery of this is probably cooler than the products themselves.
Yeah.
Because they are pretty standard eyeliners. They just seem like they've either reformulated the eyeliners they've got or they're revamping it or something. Yeah. But you've got, you know, white, silver, gold, shimmery yellow, nude, forest green, shimmery green, cobalt blue, navy, taupe, shimmery red, browns, 3 browns and 2 blacks.
Mm.
So pretty standard, but you know, they look nice.
They do look nice.
The imagery has made these look 10 times better than they did actually
such
is.
A good job with this imagery.
Yeah, I agree.
Well done.
All right, we've got some new products from Natasha Denona. She was talking about sort of revamping an eyeshadow sort of product coming, and we've seen what they are. They're Chroma Crystal Liquid Eyeshadows.
Mm-hmm.
So they're launching July 2nd. So by the time you're watching this, they're out at Sephora, Beautylish, Selfridges, coming in store on the 12th of July, $25 each. And they're sort of like steel and magnificent metals or not glitter and glow, but maybe shimmer and glow. So they do have some sparkle in them, but they're more of your traditional foiled looking rather than
liquid eyeshadows.
Yeah. Clear base with a lot of chunky glitter.
So the shades are Moonstone, Orbade, Sienna, Zone, and Nightfall.
So two of them are sort of recreations of popular shades from existing palettes. So Moonstone you can get in a sort of pressed eyeshadow version, and Sienna you can as well. So these are just transforming them into a different format. Sienna is like a brownie sort of warm color with a green shift that you can't see in the photos here, but that's how she described it. Zone, and I think Nightfall and Obeyed, I think they're new shades. Zone, she described as having a pink shift to it.
Right.
So it's sort of like a light shade, but it does have a duochrome to it. And the last one, it's a beautiful darkened color with purple glitter. So these look really pretty. I think $25, it rivals Stila, which I think is a pretty decent price point for Natasha Denona. And I think a lot of people are sort of bored at the color story, but I think these are interesting because a lot of people can use them frequently, if that makes sense. And if these do well, I'm sure they'll bring out a lot of other colors.
Yeah. From Smashbox, we have a new foundation that's coming. They're calling it the Studio Skin Full Coverage 24-Hour Foundation. Coming in 40 shades. Looks like you just put it on all day and night. It's made with kaolin clay and bamboo powder that keep oil and shine in check. It's waterproof, sweat and humidity resistant. Matte finish, $36.
Yeah, so this is interesting. So it's definitely supposed to be full coverage, long wear, probably better for oily skin.
Yeah.
There were a few influencers because I did a brand trip thing that were saying that even though they have drier skin, it doesn't emphasize dry patches and make them uncomfortable. Sounds like it could be really interesting. It's definitely up my alley. This is a kind of foundation I would definitely like to use.
Yeah.
But I'm interested. This is releasing July the 26th. So it will be at Sephora online and smashbox.com. Looking forward to this coming to Australia because I definitely will check this out.
Yeah. It's interesting. It says shades vary by region.
Yeah. So probably all countries won't get all 40, no. I'd assume. All right. Speaking of liquid eyeshadows, Stila have released new liquid eyeshadows. These are slightly different because they're suede finishes. So they're the suede shade liquid eyeshadows. They look like Glitter and Glow or Shimmer and Glow, but they have a sort of satin finish. So it's got subtle iridescent pearls that are hidden to lift the formula without adding shine. Right. So it's supposed to have a matte finish, but it's like a dimensional matte finish, which it can happen. So often things can look matte on the eye, but you put a little bit of shimmer in it to make it blend nicely or give more dimension to the eye. And that's what these sound like they're supposed to do. So they're supposed to be long wearing, pigment packed, and they're supposed to provide a lightweight, refreshing feel on the eye. There's 8 shades. So there's a bone shade, a nude pink, a light grey, a deep mauve, a warm brown, light violet, mauve, sky blue, and olive green. Now available for $24 at Sephora.com. One thing I find a bit strange about this, the image, like the marketing images of them, like the product shots and the swatches look worlds apart.
Yeah.
The green looks olive. Now it looks like grass green.
Yeah.
The blue looks navy. Damn. And now it looks light. The purple. Okay. Yeah. It looks very vibrant in this photo though. I want to see these to swatch them. But I think if people were asking for less sparkly and crazy versions of the liquid eyeshadows, you've got these.
Yeah.
All right. Luckily, we did check Instagram to make sure if there's any new news, and there is a couple of new things. So we're going to touch on them very quickly before completely ending the episode.
Excellent.
So Maybelline has shown ultra glossy lip glosses. Some of them look metallic-ish. Some of them look like they've just got a bit of shimmer. But there's a few nudes, there's a few reds and berries. But this is a collaboration with Summer McKean, I think. So there's the shades Tan Line, Bronzed Up, Barefoot, Heat Wave, Sun Kissed, and Sunburn. Ooh, you don't want to get burnt.
No.
Okay, this doesn't make much sense, but this is what the information I have. Glosses are available in stores at Walmart and for pre-order. Tap to pre-order now. Available online 15th of July. So I don't know if they're available now or to pre-order or they're available 15th of July.
They're available in-store now, but you can only pre-order them online from the 15th of July. Who knows?
Or you can pre-order them now and they'll release 15th of July.
Maybe.
Why not just go in-store if you can?
Who knows?
Another new thing. M Cosmetics have extended their Infinite Lip Cloud line with new classic essential shades. So we've got Cashmere Cream, which is a pale nude. Radiant Dawn, which is a bright rose. Morning Mocha is a caramel nude. And Magic Hour is a peachy nude. So they're now available M Cosmetics for $20 each. And they're just like padding out more like everyday standard colors. Because they did have like reds and stuff, didn't they?
I think.
They're adding to the range. So if you like that formula, new shades for you.
Excellent. We've got something new from Vizart. They've collaborated with Alcone, and Alcone is another makeup artist type brand. So it's a professional brand, and they do, I don't know if they do makeup, but I know for a fact that they still do like makeup artistry tools.
Okay.
Makes
sense.
Yeah. And things to like support makeup artists. So like storage and disposable things that you would use and stuff like that. But essentially what we've got here is the Downtown palette.
I really like this.
Yeah. It's a 12 pan palette. And correct me if I'm wrong, but does this pretty much encompass everything you need in color?
For me, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So if I was to design a palette, this would hit very similar notes to some of these. It's got some murky greens. It's got a navy.
Yeah.
It's got a pop of teal. It's got beautiful purples.
Yeah. A red.
Yeah.
A Hailey. There's a yellow. There's
and some nudes.
Peach, a purple, a mint.
I want this. I think this is really beautiful.
I like this.
And what I love about this is that they've almost, like not with every shade, but pretty much with some of the colourful shades, they've got a matte and a shimmer pairing.
Yeah.
I think it's really pretty. It's available now exclusively at Alcone.
Alcone Makeup, oh, yeah. Okay, it's here. It's $80.
Damn you. Damn you, my pocket.
I know.
I've been so good lately, trying not to buy much makeup.
That's a cute little palette. I like that. So yeah. Essentially what they've done, it looks like they've allowed Alcone, or the team at Alcone, to sort of curate the color story. They're saying it was inspired by many artists we've come to know and love and whose dynamic energy keeps the heart of New York City beating.
So we can't really confirm if these are existing shades or not, but by the fact that they've curated the palette, to me it implies that they probably are existing. Yeah. And some of these shades do look sort of familiar, but... Yeah,
because we've got that beautiful big shimmery palette that they released, and some of the shimmery shades in there
look very similar.
Which
is a bit annoying. I reckon if they created this sort of colour story but created different shades and maybe... I'm thinking punchier shades, because some of these light shades, even though they're pretty, they look like they would be quite subtle on the eye.
Maybe.
If they had more like base pigment to them, like more teal vibrancy rather than a like soft kind of shimmer, I reckon this could be such a kick-ass palette. This could be like what the subculture wanted to be.
This gives me major subculture vibes, but in a different way. I'm not saying that this is a dupe for subculture.
No,
or anything,
but it's the same vibe. It's the same vibe. What they're going for. Yeah.
And knowing what I know about this art's formula, I think it would be good.
I do want them to list the shades though, because if they are existing shades, before you spend $80 on buying it, you want to know.
You want
so
to
I
know,
do find that a little bit frustrating. We did go to the website and couldn't find the list.
No,
so.
it doesn't seem to have a list of the shades.
Bugger.
The time has come to dedicate this episode of Beauty News to a Beauty News VIP, and this week's VIP is Fruitcake Dunlop and Bunnies.
Yay! What a cool name. I don't know what it means.
No idea.
But I'll allow it. And the bunny is
the
bunnies, very cute.
The bears.
The wubbits. I love the
wubbits. We love the wubbits.
All right. If you've made it to the end, let us know in the comments by leaving honey and bee-related stuff.
Go on.
Because that's what... Colourpop, something, something, yellow, makeup.
Something.
Honey and bees.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Beauty News. If you did, give it a thumbs up, and we're going to see you in the next one.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.